Here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 8th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of Horace, the Roman poet Quintus Horatius Flaccus, born in Venusia in southern Italy in 65 B.C. Horace fought on the losing side of the Civil War against Mark Antony and Octavian, who then became the Emperor Augustus, so he lost all of his property. He was out of a job, but Octavian declared amnesty. Horace came back to Rome, became friends with Virgil, and he ended up a favorite of the Emperor Augustus. It was on this day in 1660 that a female actress appeared on stage in the role of Desdemona in Othello. It was probably the first appearance by a woman actor in England. The parts of women had been played by boys or by men because it was felt that appearing on stage would destroy a woman's reputation. It's the birthday of James Thurber, Columbus, Ohio, 1894. And it's the birthday of the poet James Tate, Kansas City, 1943. His father was a pilot in World War II, died in a crash when James was just 4 months old. His first collection of poems was entitled The Lost Pilot. It came out in 1967. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Glenn Shea, entitled Chartres. There among the aisles and chapels, it still goes on, the old life, amidst the medieval racket of postcards and sacred crockery, the gabbled cloud of foreign tongues and people peering at dark corners. The old life persists, mostly among the old, the woman leaning to kiss the virgin's brocaded hem, the murmur of the devout, white candles and the clink of francs in the mission box. A boy of 18 knelt before the altar, his face hid in his hands, the muddle of the life outside, pursuing him here as well. For gems, the painted glass, and for choirs, the figures carved in stone, Chartres stood their sketch of paradise, the place where, as best it could on earth, time stopped. It was to be, as an arch gives stone the power of flight, the place where faith would give the clay of flesh its flight, a semblance whose stones would tug the heart towards prayer, build in it the desiring of heaven. I saw the boy again at the west door, beneath the rose of the judgment. He met a friend and took him to the font. He put his fingertips in the holy water, and with them dripping, made the sign of the cross on the body of his friend, touched his forehead first, the flat of his chest, the left shoulder, then the right, and last, the slight swell of his belly. The other, in turn, fingers wetted, touched the forehead of his friend, the chest, left shoulder, and right shoulder and belly. They turned to go, the bead mark of water on their brows. And when I knelt before the altar, I prayed, abject as any man is in the weight of his faults, scanted of hope, but who had seen, at least, the image of what he desired, another like himself, whose flesh he might inscribe with the water of blessing. A poem titled Chartres by Glenn Shea from Find a Place That Could Pass for Home, published by Salmon Poetry and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com at 800-555-TREE. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.